leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyedali Khamenei, wants all Muslim governments to work together in providing support to Palestinian people in the Gaza Strip.
پیام ما به دنیای اسلام به دولت‌های اسلامی این است از توان خودتان از توانایی‌های عمومی و ملی و دولتی خودتان استفاده کنید از مظلوم حمایت کنید بفهمانید به دشمنان که دنیای اسلام در مقابل سبوعیت و تجاوز آرام نمی‌نشیند امروز مسئله غزه مسئله اول دنیای اسلام است.
Addressing top government officials and representatives of Islamic states in Tehran on the occasion of Eid al-Fitr, the leader said that the Gaza population is in need of basic necessities, arms, and equipment. He noted that those governments and international organizations which support Israeli crimes will be accomplices in its actions. The leader noted that the entire Muslim world and governments are duty-bound to confront Israel's accomplices through political and economic measures. London-based author Alan Hart says that he agrees with Iran's leader, Ayatollah Khamenei, describing Israel's atrocities in Gaza as genocide.
I totally agree with Ayatollah Khamenei that what we are witnessing is Israeli genocide. The way my friend Ilan Papi put it, the Jewish-Israeli revisionist, honest author, is that it's progressive genocide. And I think the truth is, having watched Netanyahu perform last night, I think he has effectively said to Obama and the whole world, go to hell. Nobody can stop us. I think behind closed doors, most European governments would like to tell Israel to go to hell. I even think Obama would. But Obama's in no different position from any other president. He's a prisoner of the Zionist lobby and its stooges. I call them traitor agents in Congress. And with the exception of President Eisenhower, every American president has been the same. It's the American system of government, corrupt as hell, in pawn to all the lobbies, but including and especially the Zionist lobby, that is the problem.